We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Bongjiang, valuable viewers. Bongjiang means welcome in Hakka, a language spoken in eastern China, Formosa or Taiwan, and the new territories of Hong Kong. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorkbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorkbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10 en Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Premaster Television is also accessible online as the PremasterTV.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit SupremeMasterTV.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Peru launches a healthcare project based on a Cuban model. In green energy news, Israeli scientists develop a 40 times more efficient superconductor than current types. In animal welfare news, Maruko is reunited with her family months after her amazing survival of the March 2011 earthquake in Japan. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 23rd, is the birthday of notable Italian composer and scholar Mr. Carlo Forlivesi. Born in Faenza, Italy in 1971, Mr. Forlivesi has focused on new music of Europe, the United States, and Japan. He is also devoted to the research of traditional music and dance, including that of the Aboriginal Ainu in Japan. Mr. Forlivesi has created compositions in a wide variety of areas, including orchestra, choir, chamber music, dance, electronics, and traditional Japanese instruments. Among his accolades are the Kyoto Rome Music Foundation Award in 2004 and 2008, and the Hamburger Klangwerk Tage Award in 2006. Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Carlo Forlivesi, for sharing your diverse talents and expertise with the world. May you celebrate a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Hundreds dead or missing in Myanmar or Burma floods. As of Saturday, October 22nd, a Burmese official stated that 58 people had perished with hundreds still missing after an unusually severe monsoon rains across Southeast Asia triggered flash flooding in central Myanmar's Magway region. According to BBC News, at least 200 homes were washed away in Pakokku along the Irrawaddy River, with local police confirming 38 fatalities there, mostly women, and 150 people who were still missing. Another 20 villages were inundated when a dam broke, submerging farmland.
A monk speaking to Agence France-Presse said that the swollen river had swept a monastery away as well as people and animals, while state media said roads, bridges, and buildings were damaged by the intense wind and rains. In Sake Pew Township, over 30 villages were affected as the Yaw River, a tributary of the Irrawaddy, burst its banks, forcing thousands to flee as floodwaters rose up to the roofs of two-story buildings. With several monasteries that have been set up as relief centers to assist the flood victims, officials report that rainfall during at least 3 months this year has been nearly twice the 30-year average.
Conveying all her love in sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our association members please check with local officials to see if aid is needed, saying that $10,000 for urgent necessities is available. This amount could obtain $431,000 in emergency supplies purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Myanmar. Our appreciation all helping personnel responding to the floods, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt support.
With our sincere sympathies for the loss of precious lives, may Buddha bless the Burmese people with resiliency as we strive to reduce such weather extremities through our kinder stewardship of the environment.
Flash floods sweep Rome, Italy. At least one person perished and another was missing after a torrential rainstorm triggered flash floods in Rome on Thursday, October 20th, uprooting trees, flooding subways, and damaging roads. Italian officials reported receiving over 5,000 calls for help as homes, shops, and vehicles were inundated, and police rescued dozens of people from low-lying buildings. Traffic was heavily disrupted for thousands of commuters, and several flights were also delayed as parents were advised to keep their children home for the day due to school closures. Our appreciation, Italian officials and personnel, for your work to assist the storm affected. With heaven's grace, may the balance of our earth be renewed through humanity's more harmonious ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
of a hen. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are. For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh clear water and shady trees, so green the grass in the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams, life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 458. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Documentary film Veducated premieres in USA. After garnering the Best Documentary Award at the Toronto Independent Film Festival in Canada, the new film Veducated opened in the U.S. to a sold-out audience in New York City, USA. Veducated follows the steps of a college student, a single mom, and a bachelor as they embark on a six-week journey of switching from meat to plant-based fare, meeting vegan lifestyle experts and others with interesting perspectives and forever transforming their lives.
I think what this film shows is that you can take anybody from any walk of life, really. You show them the truth about what goes on. You show them alternatives that are easy and accessible and delicious and fun. And everyone can be part of the solution to some of the world's most serious challenges.
It is a funny, heartfelt, amazing story about three people who are just, you know, everyday average people who are shown the information that a lot of people are not shown, and that information is what goes on in food production from an environmental standpoint, from an ethical standpoint, and from a nutrition standpoint. I thought it was a great film.
I feel that it's already changed me. I'm already thinking about things that I will do, maybe try being vegetarian to start with. I think the tone of the film really inspired me to want to make a difference.
In touring the U.S., the film has won the support of some of the country's most prominent vegans and meat-free advocates, including TV host Bob Barker, renowned pop artist Peter Max, founding member and director Mary Max of Kind Green Planet, the film's production company, vegan hip-hop entrepreneur Russell Simmons' executive assistant Simone Reyes, Ecorazi senior editor Michael Parrish Dudell, and film producer Joshua Catcher. The film will soon be available worldwide for anyone to host screenings at a grassroots level.
The great thing about this film is that it's mainstream, it's funny, it's entertaining, as well as being educational and really compelling.
Look at the way that their meat is killed. Look at the conditions that their meat lives in, and start to understand that this isn't just a slab of, you know, product, that there was a living, breathing, sentient being behind it, and the energy that they're consuming is only terror, torture, and fear.
After my husband made the movie Super Size Me, I made up this vegan diet to heal his body. What I love about this movie is that it's really like Super Size Me Part 2. So this movie shows you how you can take a sick body, use a vegan diet to heal yourself. It's really exciting.
It was really eye-opening. I never knew how animals were raised, like the cruelty of raising chickens and pigs and even fish. I mean, I was still a fish eater until today.
Hi, I'm Demetrius Bagley. I'm a producer on the film Veducated. It will be worldwide in 2012, hopefully in your country. I hope you'll consider eating more veg and having your other friends and family and co-workers join you. Thank you.
Congratulations, Marissa Wolfson, and all involved in the making of Veducated on the ever-expanding premiere of this illuminating new film. May audiences everywhere watch and be inspired themselves to switch to the joyful, healthy, plant-based fare.
To find out more about the film Veducated, please visit www.getveducated.com.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes 1/3 fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
U.S. President confirms troops in Iraq will be home by the holidays. Fulfilling a presidential campaign promise, U.S. President Barack Obama on Friday, October 21st, officially announced that the remaining 40,000 U.S. troops would return to the U.S. by the Christmas holidays. He also pledged that as of January 1st, 2012, the U.S. will maintain a supportive diplomatic relationship with Iraq based on equality and mutual respect between two sovereign nations. As he stated, "We'll build new ties of trade and of commerce, culture and education that unleash the potential of the Iraqi people." President Obama went on to say that progress continues to be made in withdrawing military forces from Afghanistan as security is transferred from the U.S.-led North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, to the nation's personnel there. Affirming these moves as part of a shift in focus for the United States, he said, "The nation that we need to build, and the nation that we will build, is our own. We are very glad to know of Your Excellency's advancements toward peace for your country and the world. Wishing the soldiers a safe journey home and that such endeavors continue for harmony to prevail among all countries across the globe."
Save Our Planet. A report published October 14, 2011, states that hundreds of schools across England are participating in a new national scheme to help reduce public sector energy bills along with carbon emissions by enforcing school-wide measures such as switching off lights and installing more efficient heating.
Save Our Planet. Based on currently adverse conditions and the likelihood of further disasters, an October 2011 UN report finds that the 10 countries most at risk to climate change are Vanuatu, Tonga, the Philippines, the Solomon Islands, Guatemala, Bangladesh, Timor-Leste, Costa Rica, Cambodia, and El Salvador.
Hi there, I'm Hermita Snail. Our diet consists of delicious plant foods. And here's a tip today for book lovers. Consider joining an online bookshelf. These sites offer ways to catalog what you've read, want to read, make recommendations to friends, write reviews, and more. Instructions are given on the various book clubs as to how to join. Have fun! Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg. Going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, Peru launches a healthcare project based on a Cuban model. Peru's Junin region is preparing to implement the Family Doctor Program. The regional government will furnish the equipment and housing for Cuban-trained doctors who will provide families with 24-hour medical care. The Family Doctor Program was implemented in Cuba in 1984 and currently extends to 95% of the population. Kudos, Junin region, on your care of your citizens. Many thanks also, Cuba, for your valuable assistance. May all nations help each other to improve the quality of life of treasured brethren.
In green energy news, Israeli scientists develop a very efficient superconductor. Dr. Boaz Almog and Dr. Misha Azulai, in collaboration with Dr. Guy Doucher, all of Tel Aviv University, have developed a superconducting wire that can carry approximately 40 times more electricity than a copper wire of the same size. The cables can potentially be used to transfer sustainably generated sun and wind energy over long distances. They can also be utilized to store energy and support devices which improve grid stability. What an exciting development, Dr. Boaz Almog, Dr. Misha Azulai, and Dr. Guy Doucher. May we see more such fantastic innovations for a greener and cleaner planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Maruko the canine is reunited with her loving family. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Stay tuned for more conducive news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a charitable world. And animal welfare news, Maruko the wonder canine goes home. The beautiful dog managed to stay alive without food or water for 11 days under the remains of her house after the March 2011 earthquake in Japan. When found, she was taken to the local pound and then rescued by a member of the Japan Earthquake Animal Rescue and Support, or JEERS, hours before she was scheduled to be euthanized. Later, her original family, who had been staying temporarily in a shelter, located Maruko through a story JEERS had published online about her remarkable life. Maruko was flown to join her family, who are delighted to be reunited with their courageous friend. Our heartfelt gratefulness, Japan Earthquake Animal Rescue and Support, for your vital assistance. Bravo, Maruko, on your heroic journey. May you and your cherished ones have many loving years together, once again sharing the warmth of a cozy home with heaven's blessings.
Please join us for a joke told in Aymara, an indigenous language spoken in Bolivia, Peru, and Chile, entitled My Computer.
Luras matwali ampara mampi achakur lintasma computara haru kasero ukatseh ani unayah computara umah katpi nayan kirikiu uthitu.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Ram Bahadur Bomjan, the meditating Buddha boy from Nepal on a journey through aesthetic realms. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
He is such an incredible soul, and I admire him for his strength, courage, and dedication. May love and light be with him, although we know that it is. Selena from Canada.
There is no doubt he will reach Buddha state. Beatrix from Ireland.
What I have heard was really a perfect path to follow. Friend from Philippines.
Well wishing Selena, Beatrix, and Friend from the Philippines. Thank you for your positive notes. Bertharian Ram Bahadur Bojan's peaceful message advocates adoption of the plant-based diet and refraining from taking intoxicants. We also pray that his continued meditation practice brings even greater blessings to his dedication to help the world. May heaven's grace be with you and the pure-minded people of Canada, Ireland, and the Philippines.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Tseng Lei Liao, which means goodbye in Hakka.
May you be ever more blessed by heaven's eternal love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a cordial gesture intended to enhance the two countries' relations, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda returns 5 volumes of ancient South Korean royal documents dating back to the Joseon dynasty and presents them to South Korean President Lee Myung-bak.
As Mauritanian legislators engage in lengthy negotiations as part of a comprehensive national dialogue led by President Ould Abdel Aziz, Magarebia reports that all parties reach an agreement to implement constitutional reforms that focus on unity, social inclusion, and support of cultural diversity.
After being welcomed for a visit to Poland, His Highness Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, and Polish President Bronisław Komorowski witnessed the signing of agreements for cooperation in tourism and the establishment of a joint business council between their countries.
In Greater Tonj of South Sudan's Warup State, a voluntary civilian disarmament project concludes peacefully, culminating the first phase of a government campaign to encourage lasting harmony throughout the newly autonomous country.
A health section report in the internationally published CNN Online affirms that not only are young people able to obtain adequate nutrition through healthy vegetarian or vegan food choices, these plant-strong diets have even been found to prevent or effectively treat certain diseases.
Following a first-ever vote for the 84 Shura Council members in Oman, as well as the election of the body's first female councilperson, Sultan Qaboos bin Said expands the Shura Council's role by granting it greater decision-making abilities.
U.S. and Australian astronomers discovered the youngest ever newly forming planet orbiting a star the same size as the Earth's sun, about 450 light-years away, with the finding expected to assist other scientists in gaining a greater understanding of the creation of our own solar system.
The European Union announces an additional donation of 24 million euros to assist the drought affected in the Horn of Africa, with the funds going towards securing food and water as well as medical treatment for vulnerable children.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.